Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Rob on More Than Money in QR Calgary. Rob, we've had lots of conversations with lots of people, and I think that many people have lost their purpose in retirement going through COVID. In fact, I would even go before COVID. We have lots of conversations with people transitioning into retirement. And, you know, when you ask them what are they retiring from, they can give you a pretty clear answer. But when you ask what they're retiring to, it's not quite as clear, is it? Right? I'm not sure people have thought through or have a good idea of what they're retiring to. And so I think we're going to explore that topic today. And we've got a terrific guest to help us do that. Maureen Dobranski is a speaker, author, and a retirement expert. Maureen, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this idea of purpose. This is something I've been pretty passionate about lately because, you know, at the top of the segment, I said, I think people have lost their way a little bit. And it's not that they were particularly good before COVID, but I think it has it's compounded the problem and derailed people a little bit. And so I would love to be able to help people get back on track, right? Find that purpose again that they want, what gets them up in the morning and you know, creates a high-quality experience in retirement. So let me just start by saying, what is the anecdotal evidence that we see in these conversations, are you seeing that on a broader basis?
Absolutely. So many people during COVID were forced into the lockdowns and then kind of lost their way. And they're struggling to find their way back. And you're right, they didn't have a lot of this even before COVID. Sometimes a lot of their purpose when you're working 30 years and all of a sudden that's gone, they lose their purpose anyhow. But after COVID, you see so much more of it, and it's really difficult to find your way back.
So let's define this idea of purpose. Maybe, like, share with me some idea of what people should be thinking about when they, you know, when we hear this word purpose. What are we talking about?
Right. So there's two ways to look at purpose. One is just, why do I need to get out of bed in the morning? What reason do I have to get out of bed? And that's by far the majority of the people that retire. That's their purpose. And then there's this bigger meaning of purpose. What do I need to do with my life? That's a very, very small amount of people. But for the far majority of us, we've worked our whole lives. We've went to school to get a good job, to get a house, to have kids, to get a promotion, and now all of a sudden all of that's gone. Why get up in the morning? And so the purpose is just to have passion back into your life, have excitement, have things to do. And my tagline is always to have a remarkable retirement. That's all we want to do.
So Maureen, I think the conversations we have, a lot of them come down to the financial part is the easy part.
Yeah.
Right? We explore that. We do a financial plan. That's fine. On a planning perspective or a start, how do people start to find what their purpose might be in this transition?
Yeah. So, and if you do Google retirement, 99.9% of it is financial. So the other 0.1% is lifestyle. So it's quite easy to start the process, but you have to really be honest with yourself when you're doing the process, when you're working the process. And it's just asking yourself a series of questions. What do I miss about my work? What did I love to do? What makes me excited? What makes me happy? What makes me laugh? What did I want to do as a child, maybe? If you still like that, then obviously it's time to add that back into your life. But you have to ask yourself and be honest with yourself those types of questions. Now, that's the easy part of the process. The hard part of the process for most people, not necessarily me because I like putting myself out there, but the hard part of the process then is adding those things back into your life, taking that class, putting yourself out there and meeting people, finding where these other people that have the similar interests to you, where they hang out, and then going to meet them. A lot of people struggle with putting themselves out there to find that passion and put it back into their lives.
You know, Rob, and Maureen, I'll include you in this. We talk a lot about, and you alluded to this, people will wake up in general every day, and assuming you survive the day, you're going to fill that day with activity, as you said, right? And you know, I think about activities a lot in this respect, is that if you can take thoughtful activities and bundle them together, then you can create some form of an experience out of those activities. And then if you're really good and you can bundle those experiences together, then it can feed up into something bigger than those individual experiences alone. And this is where, you know, I start thinking about the purpose. But the problem that I see is you can't start with activity, right? You have to start with the purpose and your passion and the lifestyle goal or whatever phrase you want to use, and you need to work backwards from that so that you can determine what those day-to-day activities are going to be. And that's what I mean by a thoughtful activity. So are there tips or tricks that you can give people on how to start thinking about that? And I get what you said, the passions and so on and so forth, but take those ideas and bundle them to try to get down to that purpose, what a company would call a mission statement, right? So that you can communicate to that to the people around you and look for those that are trying to do the same thing. So I'm trying to pick your brain a little bit about the specific things people can do to get back on track.
Yeah. A lot of times you can Google again, you can go online and find your values exercise. What are your values? What do you really value in life? And when you find out your values, and oftentimes in the corporate world, they do this all the time, they find out their values. But when you find out your own values, your personal values of what you want the rest of your life to be like, oftentimes that's a great starting point. And from there, then work backwards. How can I get those more of those values into my day-to-day life? And then again, I'm harping on it, but it's all about asking those questions. What can I do next to add this back into my life? And then trying it. And it's okay if you try something and you go, that didn't quite do it. That's okay. Right. Try something else. And keep working through the process. But ask yourself, what do you value in life? And do a values exercise and come out with your own personal mission statement.
I think that's right on the money, right? You've got to dig deep to find out what those values are, right? And that's not necessarily an easy thing to do. Here's a question. We've got maybe another minute and a half, Maureen. So do a couple's values have to be identical?
Definitely not. And I would be concerned if they were identical. But you have to be cognizant of what the other person wants and then be able to allow them to have their own values. So when a husband has something different than a wife, I think that's very, very healthy. If they're too far apart, it's scary. But if they're too close together, that's not healthy either.
Right. And Rob, I think that's something we talk about often, right? So Maureen, the watching people transition through this process is interesting because most people don't work together and live together, right? Most people's experience are they have interests that are their own interests, and that's what we call work, right? And then you may have some hobbies that are different, and then you have some things that are the same, and the overlap could be family or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I find it interesting when people, and I pick on guys because I think guys are worse than this, is they think, great, I'm going to retire, I'm going to come home, and I'm going to invade, they don't say it this way, but I'm going to invade my partner's space, and all of a sudden, whoa, this isn't what I expected, right? So I think your point is exactly right about it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
They've never been the same, right? They should be different, but as you said, there better be some overlap in there as well. So how does this exercise work? What should people start with if they want to get going on this?
Do a quick values exercise. Make sure that you have that, if at all possible, have that with your spouse or with your partner. Have that same values exercise. Take a look at each other's and then begin asking yourself the tough questions. What do I love? What do I miss? What makes me sing? What makes me happy? What makes me dance? And begin adding those things back into your life. But you need to take a risk when you add those things back into your life by putting yourself out there.
Maureen, thank you very much for putting yourself out there with us right now and helping, helping at least people start the questioning process, right? Sit down, let's start thinking about this again. And let's make sure we're self-directed in achieving what we want with this gift of time that we've been given in retirement, right?
Right, and reevaluating different stages of retirement, too.
Yeah. Maureen, thank you very much. Maureen Dobransky is an author, a speaker, and a retirement expert. And helping us rediscover our purpose. We've got a seminar coming up to help people do just some of that.
You got it. Join us Tuesday, May 23rd, 7 p.m. This will be in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right. We've got spring is upon us, gardening season upon us. Stick around. We've got an entertaining speaker to talk about how to get your garden going after the break here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.